Welcome to AboveTopSecret.com. This is magic. That's M-A-J-I-C. And one of my interests is the study of information warfare. The battle for your mind is underway. Whether you know it or not, a world war is raging around us, and the stakes are the highest they can be. I'm not referring to the war on terrorism, or any war fought with bullets and bombs, but the information war. Governments, religions, corporations, and special interest groups want your support, whether you like it or not, and they are willing to do whatever it takes to get it. They will lie to you, play to your emotions, and withhold facts that you need to make rational decisions. Anything and everything to gain your support, your loyalty, and your obedience. Information warfare uses information as a weapon of war. A modern derivative of classic psychological warfare, it has evolved into a distinct discipline which focuses on the flow of information, communication, and the systems used to facilitate them. The United States Department of Defense describes psychological warfare as the planned use of propaganda and other psychological actions having the primary purpose of influencing the opinions, emotions, attitudes, and behavior of hostile foreign groups in such a way as to support the achievement of national objectives. Information warfare goes further and seeks not only to influence, but to control. And information warfare need not be associated with a conventional war. It can be waged on its own, and even prevent conventional wars by changing the enemy's mind before the first shot is fired. This is happening right now, all over the world, and the primary battlefront is shifting from broadcast media to the internet. There is no one government or organization which exclusively uses these techniques. Everyone does it to some degree or another. But in the field of information warfare technology, the United States appears to maintain a significant lead and is actively using information warfare techniques to support its efforts in other arenas. Most people are unaware of these efforts. Indeed, the work of those skilled in the art of information warfare is nearly undetectable. They practice a subtle craft. The power of this kind of warfare comes from the fact that the weapons used are nothing more than information. Knowledge, facts, data, opinions, perspectives, concepts, ideas, emotions. These are the tools of the information warrior. These techniques are being used to influence and control political discussion around the world. Whatever the issue may be, it is almost certain that information warfare specialists are working to influence perception about it, and in many cases, they are themselves the source of the issue in the first place. Information warfare is real, its effects are real, and no one who communicates with another human being is immune to its effects. To forget that is to lose the battle for your mind without even knowing you have lost. The only defense possible is to become aware of the techniques being used to control you. In doing that, you have already won half the battle. The rest is up to you. For more on the subject of information warfare, be sure to visit the discussion forums on AboveTopSecret.com. In addition to direct discussion of the topic, you may also see evidence of information warfare at work in the forums as well, if you know what to look for, because information warfare has no boundaries. It is limited only by the potential of the human mind, which is why those who control the information will control the world. The battle for your mind is underway. Will you fight for your intellectual freedom or surrender it without a struggle? The choice is yours. Choose wisely. This has been an AboveTopSecret.com magic podcast. Until next time, remember this. People who are afraid don't have time to think. People who think don't have time to be afraid. Be well, friends.